Hey everyone, welcome to another Fandor video podcast. My name is Hooman. I'm here with the great Chris Kelly.
How you doing, Hoom?
Great, Chris, and our amazing producer, Bryn.
As usual, hey guys.
Today is a really special day because we have all been affected by what's been going on in Ukraine with the invasion. And we have a great Ukrainian filmmaker in Ukraine right now. Her name is Irina Pravelo. Is that right, Lacia?
A little bit different. Irina Pravelo.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
But you're almost there.
And Irina is an accomplished filmmaker. And Irina, our site, Fandor, is all about independent film. And you're in Ukraine right now. And I want to know at this, we're going to talk about filmmaking and stuff with you, but I want to know at this moment, through your eyes, give us an idea of what you personally are dealing with staying in Ukraine in the midst of this war.
First of all, thank you guys for doing this. Thank you for this invitation. It means a lot for me and for Ukrainians because we want to talk with the world in these difficult times for us. You know, cinema is really a huge part of my life and of my team's life. But now for us, as well as for most of the world, war in Ukraine is the main agenda, yeah? And now I'm not far from Kyiv, our capital. To be honest, today I didn't sleep at all because Russians continue to fire on our cities and towns from the sky. And just within 30 miles from me, there are extensive military battles going on for 30 hours. The enemy does not stop trying to surround Kyiv. He already surrounds little towns in the northwest of Kyiv from Belarus side. There is already humanitarian catastrophe in such cities as Bucha, Mariupol, Erpin, and many other cities where Russians are for now, and with whom the connection is almost lost. So we need really support from our partners for a chance to save life of innocent people and children. We constantly trying to do something, you know, helpful for fighting, but explosions are something you cannot get used to. It is very exhausting. Especially, we have this emotional, you know, roller coasters all the time. The hardest thing is to worry about your relatives, about people when they are in some other places, cities, which are not safe. No doubt, these events feel like extreme, very extreme experience for all of us. And you know, when you are awake at 5 a.m. Because of a rocket explosion near your house, it is something that changes you forever. Yeah. And it will stay for us, with us forever. And now I'm talking not only about this terrible feeling of fear. I'm talking about the moment of clear understanding that your enemy just decided to kill you, your family, your nation. And the open sky is still our weakest place, so we are do everything and keep begging on the world's door, shouting, help us, close the sky over Ukraine, because we will do the rest on the ground, you know? So we keep asking everyone to push NATO to help us, because, you know, we're standing not for only Ukrainian freedom now. We stand really for values of all humanity. And it's hard to explain, and but we have this feeling that we are one at this moment, all Ukrainians, and we feel like we can touch the absolute. And I think that many people who are hear us now, they have same feeling. So we have to fight together.
Yeah.
There are quite a number of people in America who are trying to advance the cause and to make sure that there's increased supply of arms and munitions, and particularly planes. And I think work on that front. The unity that the Russian action has driven in the rest of the world is encouraging, but it has to be matched by action. And there are quite a number of us who are advocating for that aggressively over here. I think that we're all blown away and impressed by the courage that the Ukrainian people have shown so far, which you're just continuing on our podcast, and it's an honor to have you here.
It really is. Yes, I agree 100%. I'm so curious to know, what will it take for you to flee the country? Like, you're staying a lot longer than probably your friends and family want you to. Like, do you see yourself staying? Do you like what's going through your mind every morning when you wake up?
Of course, I'm staying here, and I will stay here because it is our home. It is our land. There are many refugees already who are going and looking for a better life, and we can understand them. They have children, and they have to just survive. For me and my family and my closest people, this is very important to stay, to do our best for this fighting on different kind of fields, because you know who will do it in the another way. So I don't know. I think that I am film director, but everything that happening here is a part of me and a part of history of my country. And I am sure that there are many people who have to, you know, be like someone who in this process now for doing all we can do now and doing some important things, maybe in culture in the future. So now my country is part of me, so I cannot go away from it.
Irina, can you, that's beautiful, by the way. The fact that you're willing to fight for your country like that is just, I mean, it brings tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. In the world of independent cinema, like tell everyone, you know, what you've done and what you're currently working on.
Well, you know, we had big plans for this year, and I will tell you even more. Just after a new year, I had this feeling that we have to hurry up. I don't know why and where this feeling, but it was like this. So we had huge plans for the nearest creative future on the beginning of the year. We moved fast on two projects, on two cinema projects. First is the biggest our project film, full-length film, Jerry, a psychological drama, and it is a new take on the Ukrainian classic literature of 19th century, based on the novel by a master of Ukrainian classic prose and creator of Ukrainian realistic narrative, Nichula Witt. Mykola Jerry. This is a story about Surf, Mykola Jeria, who is forced alone with a few other friends to escape his village, leaving his beloved wife behind and undertaking a long journey south. While being chased and fighting to survive. This human request for freedom set in the 19th century at the picturesque Ukraine. And somehow the heroes of this story, they oppose the machine of the Russian Empire that grinded people's lives in 19th century, and I have to say that at that time, in 19th century, Ukrainians had very little chances for a fair fight, as well as today. So somehow the main character, Mykola Jeria, he is like he's strongly associated with Ukrainians ongoing this odyssey as the country continues the battle for identity, freedom, and true return home. And another very important our project, which is in progress, is a biographical documentary about Vladislav Terzul, Ukrainian's only alpinist to reach the summits of all 14,800-meter peaks. No oxygen, no Sherpas, no guides, something that only less than 25 people have done worldwide. To every summit, Vladislav carried his courage, strength, good humor, and what is most important, the Ukrainian flag. So it is one more story about a real Ukrainian hero. And just yesterday, we also have opened access to our film trilogy, My Childhood, on our website, righttimestudios.com, so you can watch it. There you can view our films and donate for the humanitarian and military needs of Ukraine. This trilogy, My Childhood Trilogy, includes three shorts: Blood, Peasant's Angel, My University, and it's based on stories by writers from Ukraine, Georgia, Sakartvelo now we have to say, and Italy. And these main characters of these films are 6, 11, and 5 years boys who are in difficult, have difficult life sequences, circumstances, and all three of them continued their life without their father or both of parents. And what also important, the events take place in a post-war period. So I can say you that when we were starting, for example, this project, we could not even imagine that the topic of these films, war and after-war time, will be so relevant now.
Yeah. Irena, you you did mention humanitarian needs. So we have my former intern, Lacia. What's up, Lacia? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for setting all this up for us. I'd love to hear from you how us in America can help the Ukrainian people. Like, do you have any ideas, some suggestions for us?
Yeah, for sure. Multiple ideas. I'll try to be short. But first and foremost, like Irina mentioned, the core need in Ukraine is to protect the sky. So if you can reach out to your local congressman or your senator and express your concern for what's going on in Ukraine and demand support for Ukraine, that would be extremely helpful. You can donate to charities and nonprofits that are helping Ukraine. You can spread the word. Fight with Russian propaganda, meaning that what you're seeing in the news is not fake, and the videos your Ukrainian friends are sharing with you are not fake. So please spread the word about the truth. And if you're an entrepreneur, please hire Ukrainians through Upwork and other websites, because millions of Ukrainians are out of work and they still need to, you know, support their lives and pay for their needs. Add the Ukrainian flag on your social media. That will take you just about 30 seconds. You can also go to a protest or a demonstration. There are lots of them in all sizes of cities and places in the US. You can search for one online or on Facebook or anywhere else. And if you're not in the US, but you happen to listen to this podcast and you're in Europe, please help with housing for Ukrainian refugees.
So on the housing front, actually, I've heard that some people have been reserving Airbnbs in Ukraine with no intention, of course, of actually occupying them at this point, but to support hosts in the country. And they've been using Airbnb as a conduit to move some payments into Ukraine and provide some liquidity. And also the crypto community has been very aggressive in funneling crypto backs of many different tokens to the Ukraine. That Uniswap, a pretty major crypto company, has a tool up on its homepage where people can donate any type of token, and it all gets turned into Ethereum and moved to the government of Ukraine directly. So there have been some other very positive activities from the technology community in this space.
I love the Airbnb idea.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I might rent somebody's shack.
Yep.
And help sponsor, you know, some family over there.
Yep.
Let me ask you, what American films inspire you?
Hold on, looks like this is something frozen right now. Are you guys frozen?
Everyone's moving on my side.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Irina, go ahead.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm inspired by films about the power of the spirit, and there are a lot of films, American films, about this. In our creative development for film Jera, for example, we were watching and analyzing a film 12 Years of the Slave.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and this is like the film that is like a brother for our theme, and I think there are a lot of American films about fighting for rights, about freedom, and all of them done very, very good and professional, and I'm sure that all these events that take place in Ukraine will be like the base for another and many films, Ukrainian films, about also fighting and about this power of the spirit. In general, if we will say, if we will talk about world cinema, somehow films by Italian directors of neorealism played an important role also in my development as a film director. My favorite director, Vittorio De Sica, Pier Paolo Pasolini, Theo Angelopoulos, Federico Fellini, and I understand that this post-war time somehow was the theme that were in me forever. I don't know how it works, but somehow it works like this. And I hope that I will be helpful in a cultural front as well as now in this fighting for Ukraine. So you are American movies and American cinema is something that inspires us forever. So I think that we will do our job here and also maybe do some common project in the future.
Well, I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention that many Americans are inspired by a Ukrainian actor and comedian who became the president and has done an utterly fantastic and inspiring job for freedom lovers around the world. So we're all impressed over here and trying to back you guys as best we can.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So is there anything else that you want to share? Anything I didn't address? Anything on your mind?
I want to say that this fighting which is happening right now, it is fighting that we are in for the centuries, and Russia is really an empire of evil and lie, and somehow we have to be together to fight against it, because we have so many possibilities in our history, but somehow we didn't have this chance to do our best. And this is really historical times for Ukrainians, and I think historical times for the world. If we will say about more about artistic side, I want to say that in our process of creation, of movie making, storytelling, we are often talking about fighting protagonists and antagonists, and we know that every story has its hills, from the fullest happiness to the fullest sadness, and today's world is a part of this epic drama where absolute evil really fighting with kindness, light, truth, and Russia really wants to destroy Ukraine. Yes. Only because we exist, because we are together, because we are doing all our best to become better. And this is insane. Now we are coming to where we have to understand where the values of every person on this planet are checking. What side do you prefer? You cannot be just a watcher, you know, in this on nowadays. You have to decide what kind of character you are in this story. And I'm sure that decision, choice of every person is in many countries a matter. But we have to understand that this fighting will not be over in a few days or weeks. So we have to be strong and do our best on that place where we are, where we can do something. Nowadays, participation in events, that take place in Ukraine, it's very important. So I'm very thankful for you, to you, for doing all this, and I will. I'm sure that we will win.
We're sure you're going to win as well. Irina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Lacia, thank you so much for setting this up for us. We're going to post this immediately.
Yes, yeah, this will go up almost right away. We'll get it edited and up quickly.
Yes.
That's important.
And Irina, you're in our thoughts, you're in our prayers, and we're going to financially figure out a way to support your country and your people.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Slava Ukraini. Героям слава.
Слава Україні.
What's that mean?
It means glory to Ukraine, glory to and Ukraine. The answer is glory to heroes.
Glory to heroes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Hey, listen, real quickly, we have this streaming platform, and Irina, we can talk to our bosses to see if they'll stream your movies. Is that something you would be open to?
Of course, it will be just amazing. We have our films with English subtitles.
Great.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'm going to write a letter to my bosses, and we will do... And then, Lacia, we'll CC you on all of it, so you can be a part of, you know, transferring the assets and stuff of Irina's films.
Excellent.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
I'm happy to help however I can as well, so thank you. So much, all of you, for having us today.
Of course. All right, guys. Thanks. You. We'll be
best of luck. Stay safe.
Okay.
Okay. I will try.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.